sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, TGIF, Friday, May 16, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information. Going to have a history lesson with Pastor Chatfield in the second hour. And I want to just, again, wrap up the trip today, tonight. Brett Baer, special report, 6 o'clock, Fox News Channel, is going to be doing a sit-down with President Trump, trying to recap this entire week. Him and Sean Hannity have been following the president on Air Force One with all these stops in these countries in the Middle East. Yesterday, Abu Dhabi in the UAE, United Arab Emirates, sat down with the prince, an unbelievable $1.4 trillion over 10 years investment guaranteed pledge signed in the UAE. Commitment to the United States. Donald Trump's adding all these numbers up, going to be giving a report tonight on Special Report with Brett Baer. He was hoping for $1 trillion this year. Well, he's far exceeded that, plus the number of orders of American-made products from the Middle East. Also, they are listening to Trump. They are hearing what he's saying about Iran. This is going to be very simple. No nukes. Or it's going to be hell to pay. I read his body language in front of one of the princes, and he said there will be dust in Iran. That's what he said. They will either sign this deal, we will allow them to have nuclear power for electricity. Abu Dhabi, the fastest built nuclear power plant in the desert, generating all of the electricity necessary for their downtown area. Huge museums, huge halls, three different forms of religion represented on this main strip. Based on the Abraham Accords that Donald Trump had Israel, UAE, and himself signed back in 2017. The Abraham Accords brought together the Middle East as far as the UAE, Israel, and the United States. So what did they do? They built three different types of buildings. A Christian church, a synagogue, and a mosque. The synagogue, of course, for the Jewish people, the mosque for the Islamic Arab folks, and then out of respect to Donald Trump and America, they built a church in this complex where you in that country are free to practice any religion you want. Women are able to dress like American women. They even have alcohol in some of their bars. They are absolutely the most Americanized country in the Middle East, next to, of course, Israel. Amazing. Unbelievable trip. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Just recapping a couple of other things that are happening in Washington, D.C. while the president wraps up his trip in the Middle East, heading back home today. The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, is struggling with some Republican congressmen from the state of New York and the state of California. salt the way they treat the tax credits write-offs of local property taxes, sales tax, other taxes within these high tax states. There is an argument back and forth based on Donald Trump's tax cuts that they're extending in this big, beautiful bill from 2017. That appears to be a done deal. However, there's a couple of Republican congressmen that are saying we have got to be able to write off these high taxes in these high tax states. And we're not going to vote for the big, beautiful bill unless we get it. However, there's some Democrats in Congress that are in swing districts that if they don't vote for the tax cuts and everything else that's in this big, beautiful bill, they could lose their seat next year, 2026. U.S. Congress is elected every 2 years per a U.S. Constitution. Why? Because they're representatives of the people. The people want them to do certain things for them in their districts. That's why they call them representatives. Senators were supposed to be in the Senate representing the state governments of their state. It wasn't until 1913 when it all got screwed up. Federal Reserve, IRS, income tax, and then changing the way senators in Washington, D.C. were elected. Prior to 1913, guess what? They were elected by the state legislators. Lansing, who controlled the House, the Senate, the governor, elected the U.S. senators to represent the states. The state's best interests in Washington, D.C. Anything they were going to pass, anything they were going to do, the senator's job, because there's two senators from every state, equal representation based on it being a state, not based on population, not based on how many representatives you have, but the two senators were supposed to be representing state government. Well, in 1913, that all changed. Woodrow Wilson, are you kidding me? Screwed everything up. 16th Amendment, 17th Amendment. The decline of state representative government in Washington, D.C. lost their voice because the U.S. senators began being elected by a general election vote, a popular vote of the people. That's why they spend so much money on these U.S. Senate races. Because you have so much power based on your ability to get your message out, spending a lot of money on your campaign to be elected a U.S. Senator. And then once you're an incumbent senator, you're there for as long as you want to be. Why? Because the lobbyists, the special interest groups, donate to your reelection campaign to buy your vote to introduce legislation for them in Washington, your war chest becomes unbeatable. To a certain extent, it happens a lot in the U.S. Congress. That's why, for example, U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman, back in 2016, when he became our congressman for the first congressional district, back then, it was reported his net worth was roughly about $1.6 to $2 million. Today, $20 million. Not even in Congress, 10 years, more than 10 times his net worth increase based on latest reports, stories, campaign finance reports, net worth reports, data collected from various sources. It's gone from 2 million to 20. Got elected, in 2016 took office January 1st of 2017. Now, one of the things you have to understand, the power of that situation is that these Democrat congresspeople, if they don't vote for this big, beautiful bill, they could lose their election to a Republican next year. If we grow the majority in the U.S. Congress, we grow the majority even more in the U.S. Senate. At the state level, that's what it is. These are state elections next year that are so critically important to who controls the House and the Senate during Donald Trump's last 2 years of his presidency. We already saw the idiot Congressman Sri Thanadar introducing the articles of impeachment against Trump. Well, even his own caucus shut him down. Bad timing, no justification for it. He hasn't done anything wrong. Withdraw your resolution of impeachment. He's one of the candidates, folks, running for the U.S. Senate to replace Gary Peters on the Democrat nomination race. The guy can't even speak English, and he looked like a total idiot when he introduced the resolution of impeachment. Well, his Democratic leadership caucus said, sorry, not good timing. He hasn't done anything constitutionally wrong yet. It's all in the courts. Withdraw your resolution. So he tucked his tail between his legs, withdrew his resolution, and now is being seen as the most radical candidate running for U.S. Senate on the Democrat side. So we'll be watching this circus of a primary on the Democrat side. Meanwhile, Rogers, the only announced candidate so far on the Republican side. I'm hearing rumors that State Senator Jonathan Lindsay is kind of floating some trial balloons in Washington and in Lansing and around the state. Also hearing rumors that Tudor Dixon might get in to take on Rogers for the U.S. Senate. So lots of things happening. Biggest thing right now is Speaker Johnson does not have the votes just yet. He was hoping to wrap up the whip count and bring the bill forward next week. Now he's saying it might get closer to Memorial Day by the end of the month. So one of the things you have to understand in this process is that once this goes through the House, it then goes to the Senate. The Senate's going to have their opinions about things. And then July 4th, Independence Day, I believe it will be delivered to President Trump. What a glorious 4th of July we will have. A big, beautiful bill on his desk for signing. So it's kind of interesting, the process. It's kind of interesting how this is working out, the timing of it all. We shall see. We shall see. Now, one disappointment. And Donald Trump mentioned this last night. Putin didn't show up. Ukraine President Zelensky went to Turkey. Well, Russian President Vladimir Putin didn't show. And I got to tell you, Trump's not happy about it. As a matter of fact, he mentioned that they might be making a short little pit stop in Turkey today on his way home from the Middle East. May not, could, all depends on how he feels this morning when he wakes up. If he doesn't stop in Turkey to meet with Zelensky, he's coming straight back to Washington. However, he kind of made it sound like if he stopped in Turkey, he'd be getting a hold of Vladimir Putin and say, where are you? You were expected to be here yesterday, Thursday. You didn't show. I want to know why. Trump's getting really, really, really fed up with this war in Ukraine. And then lastly, and this was so absolutely amazing that he was saying this in front of all these princes in the Middle East. Not only is Iran not going to get a nuclear weapon, they're going to enter into a deal or there'll be dust in Iran. And Trump says, I don't want to do it. I hate to do it. I really don't want to use force. But if they absolutely play my hand, I'm going to do it. They're going to sign this deal or Iran will be dust. And then in talking in Abu Dhabi in the UAE, well, I found out and pointed out the fact that the UAE has given 42% of the aid that has gone to Israel in fighting Hamas. 42% of the aid that's gone to Israel has come from the UAE. Well, Donald Trump said, you know, I think we're going to have to take control of the Gaza Strip. We're going to have to provide the security for it. And we're going to have to rebuild it. We're going to have a vested interest in Gaza. And the UAE wasn't opposed to it. With their money, their resources being so close to Israel, this could possibly, if Donald Trump is going in the direction I think he is, this is going to be a joint venture. United States, UAE, and Israel working together to once and for all deal with Hamas and rebuild Gaza and turn it into an absolutely amazing place. It was the words that Donald Trump said. So that's a little bit of a recap. The trip ends today. He's going to be on Brett Baer's special report tonight, 6 o'clock, Fox News Channel. Going to be a very, very interesting interview today. Something you might want to make sure you record or check out. Because honestly, this week has been historic, not just for Donald Trump, the president, the United States, but for the entire world. Even Democrat congressmen were having to praise Donald Trump for what he's been able to accomplish this week. It was a Democrat congressman from, I believe, Connecticut. I forget his name, but he's like, kudos to Trump. Unbelievable week, what he's been able to accomplish. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.